Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your answers are confidential. First, before we continue, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I would like to do this as quick as possible. I really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I would definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A moderate.
Would you call yourself independent?
Sure.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
What?
May I ask your race, please?
Irish.
Irish? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. With that in mind, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or if you have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first person is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 100, how do you feel towards them, towards her?
Which one was... ready to go for disabled?
That will be a 0. 0 is your very unfavorable in the cold.
Yeah, 0.
0, okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
What was that?
What are your feelings towards the Republicans in Congress? Between 0
all
to
100?
In general.
In general, 0.
0. What about Janelle Bynum?
That's Biden's wife. It's 50. I don't really have an opinion on her.
Between 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
50, in the middle.
50. Okay. MAGA Republicans?
0.
J.D. Vance?
J.D. events? Oh, J.D. events. 0.
0. Trump's Project 2025?
I haven't really looked at it.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Lori Chavez, Darimer?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And the last, Democrats in Congress.
50.
Okay. Two more questions. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat Party?
For Oregon?
Yes.
Probably Republican.
Republican. Okay. Linda, a Republican or Republican?
Sorry, what was that?
Just to confirm, would you be a lean Republican or a straight Republican to vote?
A lean Republican?
Mm-hmm. Lean Republican.
I don't know.
Republican?
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay. No worries. And let's move to the next question. I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican? Okay. Robert F. Kennedy. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
I would write in Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Kamala Harris, or someone else?
Much as I don't want it, probably Trump.
Okay. Again, I know this is a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez Darimer or Republican Janelle Bynum?
Probably Chavez.
Chavez, okay. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? A small chance?
Zero.
Very slight? No chance
Very
at all.
Very small chance. No chance at all.
Okay, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay. And strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Darimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I'm in the middle, honestly. I don't really have a yay or a nay for her.
So in that case, you will be somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve, I guess.
Somewhat approve. Okay. I would like to reach a statement that Janelle Bynum that her opponent made about her, and also her response to get your reaction. It says, Janelle Bynum's opponent said, she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. On the other hand,
yeah,
he says, as a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects, so she can support after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthen the mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, if I ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Lori Chavez Darimer? Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Perfect. Very interesting. I would like to reach some doubt or concern some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Larry Chavez Darimer. Please tell me now how much of each troubles you about supporting her for Congress. You can choose between a great deal, meaning it's very concerning, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first concern says, Larry Chavez Darimer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. How concerning is that for you? You can
somewhat concerning.
Okay, perfect. The next one says, Larry Chavez Darimer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Larry talks tough on crime, but she's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. What are your thoughts on that concern?
I'm all for defunding the FBI. Not concerned really about that.
Not at all. Okay. The next one says, Chavez stands up by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put on protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy. And that's clearly not Chavez Darimer. That for you is great concern, quite a bit, just somewhere, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Just three more and we're almost done. Seniors have worked hard to get their retirement security, but Chavez supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Larry is working harder to her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. How concerning is that for you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. This and one more, and that will be the last concerns. It says, Chavez Darimer is working to perpetuate a system that is reached against working people. She supported budget which will cut veterans benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans. Instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share, because they fund her party's campaigns. What do you think about that one?
I'm not sure of the validity of that one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, it is the most fun it's ever been under Trump, which is the only good thing I can say about the guy. So I had a hard time thinking that she voted to go the other way.
Okay. No worries. This is the last concern about Chavez. It says Chavez Darimer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. a vote for Chavez that Raymer is a vote to undermine our democracy. How concerning is that?
There's a lot of good things about defending the Department of Education and the FBI. So it's, I'm going to say, somewhat concerned, but not entirely.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez Dabramer or Democrat, Democrat Daniel Bynum?
Probably still Chavez.
Mr. Chavez, okay. Yeah. The last few questions are only for aesthetical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Masters.
Masters. Oh, nice. Congratulations. Hope you don't mind me asking this question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Married.
Married. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for your participation, and I honestly hope you have a good night. Thanks for your time and kindness. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.